Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It has some dream pop going on. It has some indie rock going on. There's a little bit of a krautrock influence going on too.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of April 2024 New Music. I'm going to start today by thanking everybody who has sent in a pick for April 2024. It means a lot to us. The new music discovery mechanism that we've lucked into creating here is just amazing. And big thanks to Stephen Routledge, too, for kind of kicking it all off back in the day. And we're going to hear from Stephen, that's right, in just a minute. But I want to say thanks to Jim for his kickoff episode yesterday. Some really good music in there. I really like the Talking Heads cover from a band called The Girl in Red. A very interesting pick. Jordan Ward and Wonderhouse as well, a couple others. Very good stuff. And I want to remind everybody at the top of this week, before we jump into all these new music episodes that you're going to love, that Suburbs Fest is coming up June 20th to 22nd in Rockford, Illinois. The time is ticking down. We're getting close to the 30-day countdown. Live music, a lot of it. Live band karaoke, live podcast recording, beer, and of course, good vibes. Pig Minds Brewing in the Rockford suburb of McChesney Park, Illinois. Get over to suburbspod.com/fest, and you will see the lineup right there. See the bands. You'll get the information on how to travel to Rockford. And we have a block of rooms at a discount rate at the Riverview Inn and Suites. And there's a link there for you to sign up for your hotel room. Okay, with that little bit of business out of the way and all those thanks to everybody, we're going to turn it over to the man, the myth, the legend.
The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend, known as Stephen Routledge, is about to serve you this month's favorite.
Hi, Joe and Patrick, and my fellow members of the Rockin' the Suburbs community. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling, with my new music picks for April. First up is a band I mentioned in March, but didn't choose. Liverpool's King's Hannah, who I've highlighted on a number of occasions now. They have their second album coming out on the 31st of May, but their second advance single, Davy Says, came out in April. Near-perfect slice of indie rock with twin vocals, melody, drive and scuzzy 90s style guitars has me even more excited for the album Big Smile. Second pick is a band whose 2020 album, A Day at the Beach, would have made my top 10 that year, but for the fact that I somewhat laxly discovered them in the May of 2022. Norway's Airbag, For It Is They, have a new album coming in June, and first single Erase breaks near no new ground, but keeps the Norwegian Pink Floyd label that they have worn intact. Propulsive and widescreen, has caused me, and here I use, I suspect, have never been uttered on the podcast before. It sent me down a Norwegian prog rock rabbit hole, exploring bands like Gazpacho, Wobbler, White Willow, and the Chronicles of Father Robin. And on that bombshell, I, as ever, look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Suburbs community. This is Harrison, South Carolina, calling in for April new music. It's been a great month. First of all, Total Strangers released an album. I know many people are talking about them. I'm not going to officially say that is my pick this month, but do listen for them on my best of 2024 so far that I'll be playing on my radio show, These Important Years, in a month or two. Also, I hope Jason Goble calls in about the great new band he discovered first and then hit me off to it on Twitter, English Teacher. This could be Texas. This is a great album. But my two picks this month are from Mount Kimby. That's an English group. Mount Kimby started off as an electronic duo about, 14, 15 years ago, but have expanded their sound, and I think there's now four people in the band. The name of the album is The Sunset Violet, and it's definitely electronic in many ways, but it's not just straight electronica. It has some dream pop going on. It has some indie rock going on, and I would argue that it has a little bit of a krautrock influence going on, too. The name of the album, again, is The Sunset Violent, and maybe play the song Empty and Silent featuring King Cruel. Thank you. My second pick is from, I think they're from Seattle. My wife Rachel discovered them. I think she read about them somewhere, and they were described as being super shoegazy, and it's true. The band is Some Surprises, and the name of the album is Perseids. The song I would pick is Be Reasonable. I was pretty blown away by this album, and the song is great as well. And one more I'll add after my two picks is I hope Mario Kritiotis calls in about the new Cloud Nothings final summer. It's great, too. I'll have to remind him about that. Okay, thanks a lot, everybody. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Norwegian prog rock rabbit hole.